Final score, the Colts 24, the Broncos 13.
Hi, everyone. Back here at Dove Valley with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV here in the team meeting room where just 2 days ago, John Elway made the announcement and discussed why he and head coach John Fox decided to split ways. We wanted to spend a little time for the news to kind of run its course and let everything kind of get digested here a little bit. And now some takeaways from that and what's next. Andrew, let's start with you. Elway sure did say a lot about why this decision was made.
Yeah, he talked about the last couple of years of playoff defeats and how he wished the team had gone down, quote, kicking and screaming, unquote. And frankly, you look at the magnitude of those games and you look at how the Broncos were physically dominating those playoff losses, even though the, you know, obviously one was by 35, one was 11. There was a lot of common traits in the DNA of both. And frankly, he wants to find a way to avoid that. And that's something that's going to be key in trying to find that next coach is, you know, he did mention that John Fox, you know, had that fire, had that tenacity. But the key is going to be finding a coach who elicits that in his players, doesn't just have it himself. And that's one of the things that he's going to look for as he goes through the process.
Yeah, and absolutely. Get that from the players. Not only last season, whether it was in the Super Bowl or this season, both years with Peyton Manning, but John Elway has made it completely clear, guys, he wants to win championships. He wants to win them next season, in 3 seasons, Phil, in 8 seasons, and that's kind of what this is all about.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this team is close to getting to that goal, but John Elway in his press conference said, hey, getting there is one thing, but actually winning it is a completely different thing. It takes another level to get there. And he said that him and Fox simply disagreed about how to get over that final hump, and he said, hey, the next coach that we bring in, we want to him and I to be like-minded and someone who they can have a conversation with and agree to disagree, somebody who he's just more on the same page with about getting over that final hump.
Yeah, John made it clear. He thanked Coach Fox. They got along. They had a good working relationship. They just said right now was the time for both to find something new. For me personally, the biggest takeaway kind of advances the story here and what we'll get to next is how John Elway and the rest of the staff here at Dove Valley involved in this coaching search will do so and talk to these candidates with them knowing that no one knows whether or not Peyton Manning will be the starting quarterback for this team next year. Elway said, look, to Peyton, take 3, 4, 5 weeks, take a step back from football, let your body heal a little bit, think about what it is you'd like to do next, and then let us know. He will be part of the process. John will discuss with Peyton, hey, what do you think of this guy? He made that clear also, but I found that to be interesting because usually you know you're either going to have a starter who's earned the right to be here or you're going to go into a draft trying to find a guy. This is kind of uncharted waters. We'll see how that shakes out. And also, let's advance the story. What's next? Andrew, you go to Mobile every year. This year, though, it's going to be a little bit more for this personnel staff than just scouting college prospects.
Yes, because ordinarily you go down there and you're looking at the 100 or so players that are on the North and the South teams, and you're, especially for John Elway, who's been focused on a lot of other things during the season, it's his first chance to really get a firsthand look at some of the guys they're going to be considering on draft weekend. But it's also a coach's convention, so to speak. Like pretty much, you know, not only the coaches that are on everyone's staffs, but the ones that have been let go by various teams around the league, they're all down there. So it's a good chance to kind of, you know, get to know some guys that maybe you're going to consider adding for your staff or even the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. They may, depending on how the process goes, they may do the interviewing right there in Mobile.
So not only is there the next phase of evaluating college talent on the horizon, but we're 60 days or so away from the new league year, meaning the Broncos got to figure out, Phil, what they want to do with the 17 pending free agents they have.
Yeah, I mean, with all the changes going on around here this week, the personnel group actually did player evaluations and took a look at all the guys. I mean, you mentioned Peyton Manning's uncertainty. Well, there's a lot of uncertainty on the roster overall with 17 free agents, and John Elway mentioned it in his press conference that, hey, first we'll try and get the coaching search taken care of. And then there's big-time players like Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas that he said that he wants to try and get them back here.
Yeah, we'll see. And you think it's the offseason. Well, frankly, it's far from it. Broncos may not be on the field competing for a Lombardi trophy right now, but there is still lots of work going on here in this building upstairs. As the Broncos get ready for 2015, free agency in the draft, they'll be here before we all know it. And, of course, three of us will have you covered, keep you up to date on what's happening as the team moves through the process. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for watching, and for those of you who have plans, enjoy this holiday weekend.